Hello, Family First. How can I help you?
How you doing? This is Omar Welch.
Hi, Omar. How's it going today?
Wow.
Let me just see your notes.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so tell me, were you able to get the award letter for your Social Security?
Yes, I got the award letter.
Okay. Now, besides for what I want to discuss with you, what's the reason for your call today?
Oh, to see what was the update, because y'all said y'all was going to give me a call back with your supervisor or something.
Yes, okay. Okay, 1 second. I'm going to put you on a little hold, okay? 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, so Omar, I just want to confirm some information with you. You said that you're getting Social Security and you have that award letter and it's going to your name, correct?
Yes.
Okay, sir, which account does it go to?
It goes to my cousin account.
Now, is that account that it goes to your cousin, is that account under your name or his name?
His name.
Okay, so Omar, that's the problem that we're having. It's not possible. If they're sending you Social Security, okay, it's going to you. It's not going to somebody else with a different bank account.
I mean, it's going to me, but it's going to his account because he's the payee.
Because he's a what?
A payee.
Okay, so I'm not sure what that is. I'm not sure what that is, Omar.
It's like I can't. He controls. How can I explain it?
When you say pay A, you said P-A? He's your P-A?
He's my payee. P-A-I-N-D.
He's your pay aid, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, 1 second.
Yeah. Like you.
So Omar, we're gonna need still the bank account, okay? I don't understand fully what this means. If I'm being completely honest.
All right, listen. When I was a child, my mom got me SSI. I mean,
okay.
So she's the one that had control of my check, right?
No.
She's the one that
no.
Now my mom passed. So I wasn't able to control my money, my own money. So Social Security made it sure that somebody in my family controlled my money and made sure my bills get paid. And I mean, my rent get paid and make sure I have a roof over my head, if you understand, if that makes sense.
I do. So when you want to spend money now, how do you do it? Do you do it via cash?
Yes, I do it through cash. He goes to the bank. He draws out the money. He called me and told me to come get the money. I go up there where he work at, come get the money, and then I go back and I pay my rent and all that.
Okay. So here's the thing. Regardless of who's taking care of your money, we still need those bank accounts.
Okay.
Okay? Now let me just see how many months we need. And that's your only form of income?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Bear with me. Okay. You have the award letter. You have it physically or you have it via PDF? How do you have it?
I have it physically.
You have it what?
Physically. I had the paperwork on me.
Okay. Now, do you have text message?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you now a message. It's called a hardship letter. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, is the account a Direct Express account?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Okay, let me just see. Direct, okay. So why don't you have a Direct Express account?
Because he worked or whatever, and I guess it goes through his account because he got a bank account.
Okay, can you get him on the line with us, Omar?
All right, I'll try.
All right, do you know how to do a joint call?
No, hold on.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, hello?
Yeah, hi, Omar.
Okay. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Where is the number? I'm looking for the number. Hold on. I am calling him now.
You're calling him now?
Pardon?
Sorry, sir, what did you say? Omar, what did
Hello?
You say? Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
What did you say? Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I said I was about to call them now.
Okay, go ahead. I'm waiting for you, all right?
Okay. All right, hold on. Dang. Hello?
Yes, hi, Omar.
Hello? Babe, you still there?
Yeah.
I'm here.
All right. He on the phone now?
He's on the phone now. Randy, is this you?
No, this ain't Randy.
All right, who's on the phone with us, Omar?
My brother.
All right, what's his name?
My brother. Derek.
Derek, is that you?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is this concern of?
So this is in regards to Omar trying to get onto the waiver program. Has he told you about it?
What exactly is that?
So he's able to choose a family, friend, or whoever he'd like to be his caregiver, and the county provides coverage with that. I mean, to say they pay whoever he chooses.
Okay.
Now, in order for him to get onto the services, he's went through the first process. They need to see if he's financially eligible.
Okay?
Now, he doesn't have a direct account under his name, he tells me. He says it's under your name, and the Social Security goes to your account.
Yes.
All right. Is that your bank account, or is it his Direct Express account?
Just a direct Express account.
Okay, so you don't use that for your personal use, too?
No.
No to what?
I don't use it as my personal use.
All right, it's exactly his Direct Express, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to need 3 months of bank statements from that account, from that Direct Express account, okay?
What do you mean by bank statement? It's not connected to a bank. The money goes to a card. I go to an ATM, withdrawal, and that's it. It's not under no bank.
I understand. But he does have statements there, regardless. I mean, to say there is a statement there. So if you were to have a problem...
There's a Social Security statement. There's no bank statements.
I understand. But it's called bank statements, regardless, because it's still a credit card. It's still not a credit card. It's still a card. And... this is what he's going to need. Okay. So, if you were to have a problem with his Social Security, who would you call?
You mean if there was a problem with his Social Security? What do you mean?
I mean to say if something was a problem with his Social Security, who would you call to have that fixed?
Social Security.
Okay. So you need to call into Social Security now with him, and you need to request 2 statements. From the last 3 months.
I don't think I need it. I can get that online.
You can get that online. Okay. So, Omar, this is what you need. You need to get those statements, okay, for 3 months.
Okay.
Or then you need to give me a call back when that's all completed.
Okay.
Now, you have no burial agreement, no 401k, no, you're not married, you don't own a car, own a home, anything like that, right?
No.
No life insurance?
No.
All right. So this is what is needed. And I guess once you give me a call back, we could continue. Okay?
Okay.
All righty, sir. Well, have a good day.
All right.
Any questions before I go?
No.
All righty. Take care. Bye-bye.
Me. Yo. Oh, all right. So what's that? The boy still trying to do that shit?
Yeah. But you,
huh?
But you understand what she's saying?
Not really, because it's no bank statements. Only thing they're going to show is an award letter. It's not, as Jenica said, that's, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. It ain't, that's some stupid-ass company. They don't ask you.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's not under no bank. It just goes to a card. That's it. The only thing you can get from Social Security is an award letter.
Right.
Of what you get per month. It ain't no type of bank statement, so I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. I'm going to wait till she get back, man. I'm going to get down to the bottom of that.
All right.
All right.